While many states have stepped away from the new Student Partnership for Assessment of Readiness for College and Careers Testing, which is better known as PARC, New Jersey school systems have embraced it even further. One of the ways PARC has grown in significance is how this year 30% of a teacher's evaluation will be based on the test results. This has raised concerns with my first guest today and the teachers his organization represents. Here to discuss this issue and explain his organization's position is the president of the NJEA, Wendell Steinhauer. Thank you for being here today, sir.
Thank you for having me, Chris.
And it's njea.org. And just a brief look at the mechanics and what's going to be happening now. Teachers in grades 4 through 7 whose students take part in PARC math tests and grades 4 through 8 whose students take PARC English exams are going to be the ones with 30% of the rating based on the student performance on the tests, which is an increase from the 10% in the prior year. That encompasses about 15% of New Jersey teachers. And it's not just the scores in the year of, if students show progress in year-to-year comparison, that will be a favorable mark on behalf of the teachers. So with that being the foundation, what are the objections that the NJEA has to this new basis of evaluation with the PARC testing?
Well, first of all, let's start from the top with the PARC test itself. It's a flawed test. It's an untested test. They've rushed into this to get into this testing craze throughout the nation. And finally, people are starting to realize this obsession with testing isn't really measuring what testing is for. The testing is designed to take a snapshot of a student's skills at a particular moment in his or her career. It is not to be used for evaluating teachers or evaluating a school. It's used to inform instruction, and we were doing that prior to PARC, and PARC is, testing on steroids is what you would call it. There's no basis in research for this. The SGPs, the student growth percentile, is what the 30% references. And this is just a statistical calculation that the American Statistical Association has said has no validity on what a teacher's doing. Teachers are evaluated through a different model. They don't have control over the student's day that they're taking, if they had a good day or a bad day, if they even had breakfast that morning, if there's some type of conflict going on in their household, many different factors that come into it. So first of all, the test should be used to do one thing, to help the teacher inform instruction on where the student is in their skill set and to address it if there is a common thread going through all the students in the school district. The increase from 10% to 30%, quite honestly, should be 0%, and that's what the new bill out from Assemblywoman Caridi on A4122 is all about, that it would eliminate the use of standardized test scores for teacher evaluation.
Some would counter that with saying that the test shouldn't be the end-all be-all, but it should be to some degree representative of the education process, with the process being the sentence and the testing being the period at the end of the sentence to measure whether or not the entire process is working.
Well, there are multiple measures that could be used. Some have advocated for a portfolio operation, but to just take, one test in one moment and to say, I can figure everything out about this student and its teachers and the school system is really ludicrous. So, I would challenge those folks to really come up with statistical data. I mean, you can create statistics out of anything, but whether they really measure what you're saying they do is another thing.
Talking with Wendell Steinhauer, who is the president of the NJEA, njea.org is their website. There is a bill, A4122, in the state assembly, which will eliminate standardized testing as part of a teacher evaluation. And you can see more about that at the state legislative website. And we also have a link to the bill as well. Rather simple, straight to the point bill. And regarding, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas, regarding A4122, this is basically rewriting, is it not, the NJ Teach TeachNJ program, which did allow for testing to become part of the evaluation process.
Yes, it was NJ Teach, and this is one component of it. The NJ Teach bill said that the Commissioner of Education can set the weight of that MSGP score, that median student growth percentiles, every year. It started out at 30% in the first year and then dropped it to 10% because, you know, this PARC test was untested, actually, and to see if it was really a valid test or not, which the jury is still out on that. And then suddenly we go back up to 30% in the fourth year, which is in complete contradiction to the bill President Obama signed in December, the ESSA bill, which is Every Student Succeeds Act. And in that, the president said that we were on the wrong track. Actually, his own Secretary of Education, Arne Duncan, was promoting much of this testing and finally have realized after years and years that this is not the way to go. And the president, in a bipartisan bill, signed that law, which one of the main tenets of that law is to decouple the student testing from the evaluation of teachers. So just when the federal government has said this is a wrong-headed way to go and has said to work in your states to help fix this problem, our governor triples down, not even doubles down, triples down and moves it from 10% to 30%.
Now, if I'm recalling recent history right, your organization lobbied for the percentages to be dropped and agreed this past summer on the 10% up to the 30%. Am I correct in that recollection?
In the very beginning of the bill, the first time through, when we were trying to make sense out of that NJ Teach law, I believe the most it can go up to is a significant, it doesn't say a percent, it says a significant percent. And so what initially came out was a 30%, and then looked at the terrible test scores from this PARC, because that's what happens whenever you give a brand new test. You know, the numbers are going down because they've raised the bar on skills, and you have to set baselines. So they put it down at 10%. And now with a test that, you're exactly right, as you mentioned earlier, is being dropped. This PARC bill started out in 23 states. It's down to 5, and some of them are just doing it as a high school test exit and going with different options for the rest of the grades. But this PARC test, it's on its way out. Once again, New Jersey has held on to the last bit. I don't know if it's because of the contract they signed with it over a multi-year or what they've done, or it's just they haven't used any of the research. But the whole nation is saying it's bad. The federal government's saying it's bad. I don't know what's left in New Jersey to convince them.
Well, if you turn back the clock a little further, I guess you could say 2012, 2013, maybe 14, many of the teachers in the state were evaluated based on a single observation, and at least the state was claiming at the time that they had very little data to reinforce what observations and evaluations were resulted in. So what in the NJEA's mind would be an effective evaluation process?
Actually, way back when you were talking about that in 2012-13, tenured teachers were evaluated once, and that was for at least a long period, a 40-minute period. And non-tenured teachers with less than 3 years service, were evaluated 3 times, each of them a 40-minute period. With the NJ Teach test, they decided to ramp that up, and they had 20-minute observations and 40-minute observations. And they moved it up to 2 observations of a tenured teacher and 3 with the non-tenured teacher, but added a year to the type of service and made it a 4-year operation. And they were usually locally developed evaluation models. Some were using these professional models like Danielson, Strong, and McCrell, But that bill actually ramped it up to have these type of evaluation systems put in place. So it was throwing all the jello on the wall and seeing how much of it would stick. So not only did they introduce this SGP, student growth percentiles, from what the testing was as part of it, they also ramped up the type of evaluation systems and did it quickly with pilot training to everybody rather than training everybody. So while they were throwing a new test, new evaluation systems, and all that at once, that's why there was so much resistance to it, because you can only, it's a developmental thing. You don't just put it in a year and say, okay, there it is, and now we can start running. There's a lot of training involved to make sure what the expectations are, and not to mention the student growth objectives. That was another part of it. So you went from a very simple system that teachers were used to, went to a complicated evaluation system, which, teachers don't mind being evaluated and reflect on their practice and for the idea of improvement rather than just to punish and put sanctions up.
A bill before the State Assembly to change the method of evaluation for teachers with the removal of test scores is A4122, which you can read in its very brief entirety over at the State House website and learn more about this issue. And the points of focus of the NJEA, their website is njea.org. He is their president, Wendell Steinhauer. Mr. Steinhauer, thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much, Chris.